evening, I'm Dick Chafing, and in my great and unmatched wisdom, I declare this to be Hutton Orbital Radio News Desk. Here with me tonight is the doyen of non-fake news, sweetheart of the Pilots Federation, and all-round lovely person. It's Norma Snuckers!
Oh, get away with you, you flatterer. Even if it is all true.
Her husband, the original inhabitant of the Naughty Step. That's right, Lou Snuckers!
Never a moment's peach around here.
The delightful, if somewhat pointy, Wilma Fingadoo, and I am anonymous fan.
Thank you, Dick. I'm glad to be the heroine of my own story.
And over there, in the corner, drinking coffee, it's Harry Balzac!
Have you just seen the size of that crowd we have tonight? There must be 50,000 people in the green room.
Enough of that. Let's get to the real, not fake, news.
All that tasty cargo. Sorry, I mean cake. As the Don has another one.
The Birdman of No Pizzazz.
Dodgy donation Foxy Fix to Nick's List.
One Chip Wonder Scotch's Swaziland.
Bounty on, less Nicolas Cage, more John Cage. For 4 minutes and 33 seconds at least.
Atreus 5060 does a deep dive into the detailed information that we have learned about the Thargoid plans this week.
Lou's been down the pub all afternoon. I hope he hasn't scribbled some nonsense for his bit.
And Norma's got the feeling coming back to her initiatives.
Monday marked the official birthday of his pirate chiefness, the dastardly Don of the Camorra Pirates from Wolf 359, and Scourge of, well, let's just say that he's definitely a Scourge, Zach Antonacci. The Don invaded the party that was being hosted by the lovely Sally Morgan Moore, using weapons such as grappling hooks, actually cupcakes, and grog. Actually red wine, but grog sounds better. However, this was a bloodless invasion, and there were no casualties that have yet been discovered. Despite our natural aversion to pirates and their non-PWP ways, we at Hutton Orbital Radio would like to wish Don Zach Antonacci a belated happy birthday. Sir, we salute you with this O and this seven. Seven's two fingers, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
That well-known recidivist, Commander Noctivagus, has been busy during the first week of his stretch inside the detention centre. We fear that he may be bearing a grudge against Hutton Orbital Radio, as if it had been us that incarcerated him, instead of merely reporting upon events. Our colleague Amelia has received a plaque bearing the words Hutton Orbital and her name. Linking the two is a drawing of an angry-looking bird. Magnificent though this gift is, we can't help but feel that this may be a veiled warning, especially as the commander has been making unspecified threats against another Hutton Orbital Radio journalist, claiming that Harry Balzac is on his list. Apparently, Harry needs to keep an eye on his six, which is strange because, as far as we know, Harry does not possess more than five of anything on his body, nor, he tells us, would he like to show us anything that might be labelled with six that we can't see. No further events have yet transpired related to Commander Noctivagus, but authorities are on standby and early parole seems unlikely.
Commanders all over the galaxy have been noticing some strange additions to the mission board this week. donations requiring commanders to have so much influence, to be so well regarded, that they could probably only be undertaken by the favourite grandson, and with a donation amount that is staggering. Tens of millions of credits are being requested. Why are these missions so expensive? What's in it for us if we take it? Is it a way for the Bank of Zeons to try to recoup some of the credits floating around the galaxy in the wake of all these void open miners and reduce rampant inflation? Hutton Orbital Radio undertook an investigation, and we managed to corner one of the clerks whose job it is to fill in the mission boards. He said, "We had a problem. You did know that all those missions are printed on little strips that we put in a holder in your ship. Well, those holders are the wrong size, and the mission strips all kept falling out the bottom. Luckily, we had some cardboard strips that we use for controller training, and they were big enough to jam at the bottom of the list. We don't want pilots to actually take one of these missions, because we'd be back to square one. So we put silly requirements in, hoping that no one was silly enough to try it. We'll have this sorted soon, so until then, just keep it under your hat, eh? It's embarrassing enough as it is."
Cubicle 3 attendants were called shipside to deal with a situation on board Commander Malice XR3's ship on Sunday. It appears that his hapless brother and co-pilot Ed Swaziland had melted the ship's waste recovery system some hours after taking on the one-chip challenge. Mr. Ed had accepted this challenge at Rhonda's Rotisserie on Alvin Station. Rhonda's one-chip challenge involves eating a very nippy tortilla chip and then not having anything to drink for at least 4 minutes while said chip burns its way through your digestive tract like xenomorph blood through deck plates. Thankfully, Ed Swaziland survived and remarked through teary eyes and a runny nose, "It's not that bad." The elders of Hutton Orbital are considering promoting him to trainee and allowing him a taste of the Pigs of Doom Naga chili pork scratchings to see what his guts are made of. This reporter's guess? They're made of cast iron. Oh, and if you're going to Cubicle 3 after Ed Swaziland, we'd recommend giving it at least 10 minutes.
Ears all over the galaxy have been slowly unbending this week, as they were uncharacteristically unassailed by Commander Vantean, who has gone down with a case of mods and is almost completely unable to speak. Nurse Weyeth has been busy explaining to the myriad visitors to her clinic that the ringing in their ears was not, in fact, tinnitus, but was just the unexpected sensation of quiet from the direction of the Commander's quarters. Karma has not been kind to our hard-working friend. However, as he has been unable to take to his sick bed and wallow in self-pity, as is every man's right, instead he has found himself pressed into service, as his wife and son seem determined to outdo each other in the distance that they can achieve when emptying their stomachs. So today he is judge, linesman, and chief mopper-upper, bringer of cold flannels and warm blankets. Rumours of floating beds and visits from a gentleman in a black suit carrying a small leather bag have not yet been confirmed.
Good evening, trackers. Address 5060 reporting in from Canon Research with the latest news on the Thargoid War, which this week is that there is no news. So no news is good news, isn't it? Anyway, for the mug, now over for a special briefing.
Accessing Hackscone briefing channel. Authenticating. Access granted.
Incoming message from Hackscom.
Thank you for calling the Hackswing automated briefing line. Please note that all conversations will be recorded and used for training purposes. Hunting Thargoids is an at-your-own-risk activity. Hackscom and the Hutton Orbital Trucker Cooperative cannot be held liable for the accuracy of this automated briefing or any damage, injury, cryogenic exposure, illness, or death that may result from the application of this information. Please listen to this important announcement from Hackscom Actual.
Hello, Haxwing Commanders. I wanted to apologize for my comments on the Hax Command Code Monkeys last week. They are working as hard as they can. Everyone can make occasional mistakes. I know. Stay on script. I should never have yelled at the code monkeys or threatened to withhold their banana ration. I will be willingly closing myself up with them to help them iron out any remaining bugs. I'm sure my extensive ignorance of coding practices and willful lack of knowledge regarding the system architecture currently in place will be very helpful in the code review and bug fix process. No one should worry about not hearing from me for several days, and definitely should not come looking for me. In the meantime, stay alert out there and defend the mug. X-Wing, it's all a lie. They've kidnapped me.
Begin Haxcom briefing.
Still no direct Dargoid attacks on human-controlled systems. Want to fight bugs? Go to the Pleiades or the Witchhead Nebula.
End Haxcom briefing.
End Haxcom transmission. Defend the mug.
Well, it's my turn to have nothing to say this week. If you're over in Colonia, please work in EL Procol Centauri, and everything's tickety-boo in the bubble. Apart from being over 70% in Wise, so get that influence down, or Alvin will sneak into your ships while you sleep, chew through your suit, and slobber on your now naked feet. I hope Norma has something to say, or this is going to be the news.
We have a new interstellar initiative this week at last. It's called the Scourge, and there'll be more on this later.